Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. China has suspended all cultural exchange programs with the United States in the tiff over the tennis player Hu Na. The 19-year-old Chinese star defected months ago and finally was granted asylum in the United States. Newsman Richard Thwaites is covering the story in Peking.
This is the first time in the entire history of relations since 1979 that the Chinese side have actually taken a specific action against the United States in any program that had been previously agreed. In that sense, it is the most serious thing that's happened.
Is the tennis player a popular figure in China generally?
Hu Na is probably more popular in China today than she's ever been. Tennis is a very little played game in China. In fact, it's only a game played by people who are being prepared for international competition.
Now that this has happened, are the Chinese people upset about it? Is it similar to, say, a John McEnroe deciding to go from this country to China? Most, not all, but most people would be upset here about that.
According to the official Chinese version, the entire Chinese people are deeply hurt, not by Hu Na's decision, but by what is described as a conspiracy by the United States and a certain element supporting Taiwan, who are said to have seduced and coerced Hu Na into her defection.
Richard Thwaites in Peking. The American Embassy in Peking has issued a statement of regret for what it calls the Chinese overreaction. This is their day in the sun for astronauts Story Musgrave and Donald Peterson aboard the shuttle Challenger. Judy Muller reports from Houston.
Almost the entire morning aboard the shuttle Challenger will be taken up with preparation for this afternoon's extravehicular activity, or spacewalk. The 3.5-hour EVA in the open cargo bay of the Challenger will be the first American spacewalk in 9 years and the first from a shuttle. Mission specialist Story Musgrave and Donald Peterson will be wearing $2 million spacesuits, much lighter, more flexible, and easier to put on than those worn by their predecessors on Apollo flights. Spacesuit expert Jim McBaron says a maneuvering backpack will be introduced soon, which will free the astronauts of the tether that links them to the orbiter.
On the STS-13 mission, in April of next year, an astronaut wearing the spacesuit and the manned maneuvering unit will actually fly away from the orbiter to a satellite, which has a problem at the present time, and attach the MMU and himself to it and fly the satellite back into the cargo bay of the orbiter.
The satellite in question is called the Solar Maximum, which malfunctioned shortly after launch. Today, the spacewalkers will be testing the tools, winches, and ropes that will be used for such future repairs. Judy Muller, CBS News, at the Johnson Space Center, Houston.
Now, the inventors of the extended cab compact truck bring you a new true hunk.
N-I-S-S-A-N, one heck of a hunk of a truck.
The new Nissan King Cab XE is at your Datsun dealer. It's armed with the most powerful standard engine of any compact.
I like that.
Nissan wraps the bed in double steel walls.
I love that.
And look inside. The Nissan King Cab has stretch-out room up front and 9 cubic feet of space behind the bucket seats for safe storage or 2 more passengers.
You know what you got here?
Tell me.
One heck of a truck.
One heck of a hunk.
I knew that.
One heck of a truck.
5-speed stick.
One hunk of a truck.
Sliding rear window.
Be sure to pick up your free Dodger pocket schedule at your Datsun dealer now. KNX News Radio Time, 7:04.
Torrential rains are falling in Mississippi and Louisiana, and the forecasters say this could be worse than the floods of winter. A report from Robert Aubert of WWL in New Orleans.
25,000 people have now been evacuated across Louisiana and Mississippi. At least 6 people are known dead, and the water still rising, with some rivers expected to crest at 10 feet above flood stage later today. It's all the result of a raging storm that's dumped over 1 foot of rain on the area all in one day. The worst flooding so far has been in the East Louisiana town of Franklinton, where the sheriff says water was up into the houses within hours of the first rain.
Really, they didn't have any warning. The water came up so fast it caught everyone by surprise in here.
Flash flood watches are out for all of East Louisiana today, and early this morning, flash flood warnings were issued for most of Southeast Louisiana, including the New Orleans area, which has now received over 7 inches of rain in the past few hours. Louisiana Governor Dave Treen has ordered the state's National Guard into the streets to help out with evacuations. Rob Obeah for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Senate Budget Committee is dominated by Republicans who are not dominated by the wishes of the White House when it comes to defense spending. The story from Washington and Jacqueline Adams.
With or without the president's blessing, the Senate Budget Committee later today will begin marking up the 1984 defense budget. Mr. Reagan has absolutely refused to budge from his request for 10% growth after inflation in military spending. Last month, the House passed a budget with just 4% growth, and Senate leaders have warned the president they simply don't have the vote for his 10% figure. Senators late yesterday remained optimistic that some agreement could yet be worked out with the White House. But in a blunt warning, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Pete Domenici said that without an agreement, the committee would move ahead, work its will, and, quote, our leader will just have to take his chances. Sources within the committee are predicting that the senators will agree to an increase somewhere between 5 and 7%. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, Washington.
When your company first decided on ADP, what services did you use?
Inventory control, invoicing, ordering, and the sales analysis reports.
That's part of ADP's interactive accounting service, where you have that little terminal in your office connected to that big computer at ADP.
Exactly. We are connected 24 hours a day. All the information that we need is just the touch of the keyboard away.
Mm-hmm.
My company has a piece of hardware sitting down in corporate offices. Instead of waiting for our programmers to come up with some type of a system that we can use on our own computer, we went to ADP, and we were up and running in 3 months. Our people said 2 years.
So you own a computer?
Yes, we do own a computer. If we would have known what ADP is doing for the price that they're doing, the decision probably would not have been made to buy the piece of hardware.
You can use it as a decorative piece.
As far as I'm concerned, that's just about all it's good for.
You're happy with ADP, the computing company?
Yes, I'm very, very happy with ADP.
The computing company?
ADP, the computing company. They've done a very good job for us.
Call ADP, the computing company at 213-774-7410 or check your telephone directory.
The socialist government of France this morning survived a no-confidence vote, and David Adelman has details in Paris.
The parliament session had all of the circus-like drama that ordinarily marks its most controversial deliberations. But in the end, in a nearly party-line vote, the socialist-dominated assembly, in the pre-dawn hours today, gave the socialist government of François Mitterrand the vote of confidence it was seeking, and gave France the tough austerity program that most Frenchmen were dreading. Prime Minister Pierre Mauroy defended his government's austerity package, a combination of new taxes and restraints on trade and travel abroad, in a 90-minute speech punctuated by jeers and catcalls from the right-wing opposition. Then, as the opposition leadership rose to reply, terming the prime minister a mountebank, an illusionist, a cad, the entire socialist delegation, 300 strong, rose from their seats and stalked from the chamber. They returned minutes later and voted not only the economic austerity package, but declared their intention to give the government the power to implement even tougher measures by decree. David Andelman, CBS News, Paris.
Thailand's army reportedly has launched a major offensive against Vietnamese units operating along the Cambodian border. The Vietnamese have pushed across the border, and the Thai forces are trying to push them back. The immediate result, more thousands of Cambodian refugees caught in the middle. 50 years ago, Prohibition ended in the United States, and coincidentally, or perhaps not, there was a giant gorilla climbing the Empire State Building with a woman in his hand. This being the 50th anniversary of the movie King Kong, some promoters plan to put a 10-story balloon replica of Kong atop the same Empire State Building. After several hours of struggle this morning, the balloon Kong developed a tear in the shoulder, and the stuntmen are taking him down for repairs. A PR man for the project, Dan Wolfson, says it wasn't easy from the beginning.
An 84-foot gorilla is a pretty formidable beast to handle. I understand that he didn't quite fit in the last couple of elevators. He was scheduled to make, I believe, 5 elevator changes to get to the observation deck. And he got jammed up in one of the smaller elevators, and they had to actually unload him from his shipping crate and roll him up kind of like a giant snake. And I was told it took 40 people to pull him through the doors and out to the observation deck where he had to be.
Fay Wray, the beauty in the Beauty and the Beast movie fantasy, remained in California, aware, perhaps, that after 50 years, Kong can't.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hautalette. The White House this morning expressed the hope that the case of Hu Na will not seriously disturb Sino-American relations. Presidential spokesman Larry Speaks told reporters this morning, and I quote, "Good relations between the United States and China are a benefit to both sides." China yesterday lodged a strong protest against the administration's decision to grant asylum to China's tennis star Hu Na. Today, in a drastic practical move backing up that protest, Peking cut off all cultural and sports exchanges with the United States for the rest of this year. Among them are exchanges of small theater groups, film festivals, and technical projects. There is no suggestion that China will cancel its participation in next year's Olympic Games. Now this.
Announcing the Big Sears Spring Alive Sale. Save $6 on Easy Living Matte Flat Interior Paint. Sears Best for just $9.99 a gallon. Save $7 on Weather Beater Low Luster Satin Exterior Paint. Now $10.99. Superfine Professional Lawn Food. Now half price at $6.49. Save $30 on a Craftsman Eager One Mower. On sale now for $189.99. Save 10 to 50% on selected garden hardware and home improvement needs. Minimum savings nationally available at most Sears retail stores.
Last night we were late for a movie. Maybe I was driving too fast. Suddenly I saw this white glow about 400 feet up the street. The glow got brighter, so I put on the brakes, and that's when I saw the cat. Her collar was reflecting my headlights. That Hart's collar saved her life for sure.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar, the first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hart's Flea and Tick Killer can be a lifesaver too.
With Pentagon spending foremost on members' minds, the Senate Budget Committee convened today. President Reagan wants to raise the defense budget by 10% in the next fiscal year, but most committee members appear determined to spend less than that. More from Neil Strauser on Capitol Hill.
Democrats began the defense markup session questioning whether the president had shown the flexibility he promised when he asked for a delay in committee consideration. Metzenbaum of Ohio said we were misled. Exxon of Nebraska scoffed at the $5 million in savings the administration found, mainly through recognizing lower inflation and fuel costs. And in an exchange with Exxon, Chairman Domenici seemed to agree.
Is it true that with these three well-heralded savings, we will not have eliminated a single bullet or a single weapon system?
If your point is, are these three adjustments a substantial change in the posture of the administration versus the defense budget before us, the answer is that I would give you is no.
Republican Andrews of North Dakota chimed in with the charge the administration is using Alice in Wonderland looking glass logic. The committee obviously seems headed for deeper cutbacks in defense growth. Neil Strauser, CBS News, the U.S. Senate.
The United States is speeding up arms sales to Thailand to help repel incursions by Vietnamese forces from Cambodia. Assistant Secretary of State Paul Wolfowitz announced today in Bangkok that the infusion of weapons may include an airlift. No society debutante or captain of industry was ever more expensively clothed than the two astronauts who have now suited up in preparation for going out. Story Musgrave and Donald Peterson have put on their $2 million spacesuits. Strictly speaking, they are not going out. They are staying in the cargo bay of the Space Shuttle Challenger. But the doors will be open, and on a future mission, they or two other astronauts will float away from the shuttle to do some repair work in space. Today's work inside the cargo bay should begin in a few hours. Rain, expected to last through Saturday, continues to cause major flooding in Louisiana and Mississippi. Officials say 20,000 people may have to leave their homes in Louisiana. A flood alert is in effect in Mississippi's capital city, Jackson. 16 inches of rain have fallen in some locations, and forecasters predict as much as 3 inches more. Stocks and other news after this.
Hello. Now, let me tell you about myself. I used to be a drunk. One night I was driving home after work, and I'd had a few, and I hit this kid on a bicycle. He died before they could get him any help. He was just 11. I'm living with that now. I was too drunk to see him then, but I can see him now. And I remember.
This message was brought to you by General Motors.
You still haven't filed your taxes?
You can get big relief with Alka-Seltzer from acid indigestion and headache, and now maybe even taxes with the Alka-Seltzer Tax Relief Sweepstakes. Enter by December 31st, and if you're over 21, you could win $5,000 to pay your taxes, a home computer to figure them out, or 3,000 other prizes. See Alka-Seltzer displays for full details and pick up a specially marked package. Relief may be bigger than you think. Use only as directed, void where prohibited, no purchase necessary.
The German automobile maker Volkswagen has announced that its shareholders will not receive a dividend for 1982. The company's worldwide sales fell by 10% last year, and losses are put at more than $60 million. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 0.78. Volume on the big board, 34.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials stand at 1112.71. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.
And this is your CBS News station in Los Angeles, KNX News Radio. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Zorn.
And I'm Tom Huell. And these are the local headlines at 9:06.
An all-night drawing.
Your name is winner number 5. Become eligible for the April 14th drawing. Print your name and address on standard-sized postcards. Mail the cards to KNX 1070 Contest, Post Office Box 1070, Hollywood, California, 90028. If you need more KNX contest information, call our 24-hour contest line at 520-9055.
Currently 67 degrees at the Civic Center downtown, expecting a high today of 76 there. Long Beach 66, looking for a high of 77. Burbank 66, the high should be 75 today. KNX News Radio time, 9:25.
News notes and comment. I'm Harry Reasoner, CBS News. Figures to look up to after this.
The next time you have everyone over, you can't be sure Cousin Harold won't brag about his golf game.
I teed off. What?
Hole in one?
Or that young Marsha won't show off her baton twirl again. But you can be sure of one thing. The Golden Star boneless turkey you serve will be 100% real turkey, as tender and moist as always. And no trouble to prepare or serve.
What a wonderful turkey, Carol. Yeah.
Golden Star boneless turkey. Buy Armor. One thing you can be sure of.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Can the Russians capture the soul of a brave, independent people? 3 years after the Soviet invasion, the Russians are determined to convince the average Afghan that communism and Islam can live side by side. Resistance to the Russians is stubborn and strong, but can it match military might? The conclusion of Afghanistan under the Soviet gun on the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. Tonight on the CBS Television Network.
We generally look for inspiration at the field of sports. There, among the brawny ballplayers and runners and vaulters and conquerors of time and distance, we find our models. I think that models are to be found among models, too. Let me explain. A Las Vegas casino has been running what it bills as an ultimate showgirl contest. This has involved auditioning tall, shapely women in, so far, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, and Dallas, with finalists ultimately to be judged in Las Vegas next month. The winner will become the featured showgirl in the sponsoring casino's review. I suppose this doesn't sound so far like a particularly good source of inspiration, but let me tell you about the contestants. In the recent San Diego winnowing, they were a varied lot. A dog trainer, a topless dancer, a radio station promotion manager, a student of marketing. And then there was one young woman who had been a showgirl before, a lead dancer, until a knee injury 3 years ago forced her into semi-retirement. Now she's attempting a comeback as an entrant in the Ultimate Showgirl Contest. This even though she herself says so. I've got the knees, the feet, and bunions of a 50-year-old, but I can't give up show business. There, that's inspirational, isn't it? Is this less noble than the comeback of a quarterback after a broken arm? Less noble than the veteran pitcher hanging on through one more season and one more and one more? What, after all, could be a bigger obstacle for a stately, statuesque, scantily clad showgirl than bad feet? Is it not the feet precisely that most ringsiders comment on? There will be a hush, I suppose, among the real fans, those who know her incredible story and the odds against which she fights. Will she conquer her bunions, they'll be thinking, or will she suffer the agony of the feet? News notes. I'm Harry Reasoner, CBS News.
It's 9:28, and it looks like if you like yesterday's weather, you're going to love today's. Let's find out more about that and the traffic from Bill Keene.
A couple of motorists with stalled vehicles suffering the agony of defeat as they're walking away from D-cars that are stalled on D-freeway. On the Riverside Freeway westbound west of Kramer, we have a ladder in the roadway. They're getting that out of the way now. Long Beach Freeway northbound north of the Artesia Freeway, we have a problem. On the Ventura westbound east of DeSoto, number 4 lane blocked by an accident that occurred about 10 minutes ago. Santa Monica Freeway eastbound east of Crenshaw, another minor slammer. Apparently no big problem there, except that eastbound Santa Monica has been rather tacky all morning. The weather, anything but tacky. It's going to be fair, spring-like, and nice. High today and tomorrow, 76. Low tonight, 55. It's 69 in Hollywood right now with the relative humidity 20%. KNX News Radio Traffic and Weather Central at 9:29.
This is Tim Pike. I am opposing Joel Wax for City Council as part of a slate of candidates citywide backed by Lyndon LaRouche's National Democratic Policy Committee. On April 12th, you can vote for a policy that will end the threat of nuclear war and start an economic recovery. The development of beam weapons, for which I have campaigned, has now been adopted by the President of the United States as national policy. These beam technologies will herald a new plasma age that will provide a science driver to our whole economy. This will produce high-skilled jobs and return science and classical education as a priority to our schools. My opponent, Joel Wax, not only refused to step forward and support this policy, he has instead supported the nuclear freeze, a hoax perpetrated by Robert McNamara and Erival Harriman, the granddaddy of the racial eugenics movement in America. Vote for a LaRouche Democrat. Vote for Tim Pike for City Council, District 2.
The proceeding has been a paid political announcement, paid for and authorized by Pike for Council.
The time is 9:30 on Thursday, April 6th. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Zorn.
And I'm Tom Huell in KNX News Central, and these are the places where there's news.
Beijing, China cancels cultural exchanges with the U.S. in retaliation for the granting of American political asylum to tennis star Hu Na.
Houston, NASA says everything's in readiness for this afternoon's spacewalk by the space shuttle astronauts.
Los Angeles, a report to be unveiled half an hour from now, says government help will be needed to meet the housing needs of low-income families in the South.
Vernon, one of the area's biggest printing companies, soon will shut its doors, idling some 500 workers.
Washington, teachers and civil rights groups testify against President Reagan's plan to give parents vouchers so children can attend.